Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to end this hour by noting a grand arc of Texas history, since we're here in Texas, KUT Austin. It's also American history. Passing of a torch, you might say, with the turning of the wheels of justice. Last week, the Supreme Court heard arguments, as we've talked about, in Fisher versus the University of Texas. We've been discussing it because of the implications for future college students. But this is not the first time that the University of Texas has been the setting for a discussion, a constitutional discussion, of race in higher education. Sweat versus Painter, back in 1950. In that case, black law student Heman Marion Sweat fought to be admitted to the University of Texas Law School, whose then president was Theophilus Painter. Thurgood Marshall was Sweat's attorney. He won the case and in the process made history 4 years before his Brown versus Board of Education case, which made even more history. Sweat and Thurgood Marshall have moved on to that great, you might say here in Texas, courtroom in the sky, but his daughter's alive and went on to become an accomplished doctor. Her name is Mellie Sweat Duplechon, and Mellie's son, Heman Lawrence Duplechon, is a 13-year-old honor student who writes for his school newspaper. Heman and Mellie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
So, Heman, let's just get right to the arc of history here. You were given credentials to cover the oral arguments in the Fisher case before the Supreme Court?
Yes, I was.
What an amazing situation. You are the living history of that original case against the University of Texas, and you're listening to the oral arguments in the Supreme Court. What was that like?
It was really exciting for me. It was unlike anything I'd ever seen before, because everybody just looked so important in their suits and ties and just really elegant dresses. And then when you look up and see the Supreme Court justices, you kind of get starstruck.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing a suit and tie.
And you're pretty important, I'd say. Mellie, what were you thinking about all this?
I was pretty starstruck, too. I thought, actually, I told a friend of mine after it was all over and I'd had time to process it, it was actually one of the more patriotic times I've ever felt in my life. I really felt like this is a country where justice happens, you know, and people make arguments, they listen, you know. I really felt like it's a great process and it's great to be in this country.
Although the arguments before the Supreme Court, in a sense, are attempting or are addressing an issue that might, depending on how the Supreme Court rules, actually reverse what was started, in a sense, in 1950 with the case of Sweat versus Painter. What do you make of that, Heman? You're the reporter here.
Well, I think it's kind of ironic that 50 years ago, my grandfather is fighting to get admission into the school that he wants to go to. And now, some years later, another girl is fighting so that she can get into this school and that she claims that she was denied entry because of her skin color. So I think it's sort of here we go again.
But it also, consider how much America has changed. Your grandfather, a black man, before the court in 1950, it's a white woman in 2012. A lot has changed, Mellie.
Yes, it has. Unfortunately, I think, to me, this case is a little... I wonder, actually, how it got to the Supreme Court. I can understand the issue. But it's hard for me to understand how specifically in the 50s when my dad was making his case, the university said, you cannot go to this school because you're black. No one has said that she couldn't have gotten into the school because she was white. And to be quite frank, the admissions policies for schools are a little bit like voodoo. I mean, great students get into several great schools, but then they don't get into another great school. You know, a kid that gets into Harvard and Yale but doesn't get into Stanford, it really doesn't make sense to me. So there has to be something else other than just your grades or just being an excellent student that gets you into a school. And I mean, we're really talking about an average student. So I'm not sure if the issue is exactly the same here.
No, it's almost directly opposite. And on the voodoo question, it sounds a little bit like the whole issue on the Fisher case is a little infuriating for you.
Yes.
So you got a little mad listening to those arguments in the Supreme Court.
Well, not mad, just bewildered. I mean, it's hard for me to understand how this specific claim is being made. If you're making the argument specifically that only your grades and all the statistical information be used for admission, that's one argument. But to say that you didn't get in because of this one single factor, when all of the other factors really aren't, you know, you're not talking about a student who has across the board, you know, the best mark. So it wasn't like it was a no-brainer that admission should have been allowed.
No, I think I understand what you're saying there. We're talking with Melly Sweat Dublachan, whose son covered the oral arguments in the Fisher versus the University of Texas case on affirmative action. Heman Lawrence Dublachan, what was your headline in the story that you wrote for your newspaper, if it's been published?
Well, it took a lot of time to think over to find, like, the right title because I'm not really the most witty guy out there, so it's hard to come up with a clever title. But I just called it Here We Go Again because it's the opposite of what happened 60 years ago. And, well, my mom and dad, they really thought it was a big deal, and that's what I think, too, because my grandfather fought, and I think that if we're doing this again, then I think that would be the proper name for the headline.
That's a great headline. Heman, it sounds like your mom wanted to be one of the lawyers arguing there in the court. What do you think?
yeah, she can be a very persuasive person. Dad doesn't always win arguments with her. So
that's another kind of Supreme Court. I don't think you want to cover that one, Heman.
No, I don't.
Well, Heman, it's been great talking to you. Congratulations, and I'll be very interested to hear your story and read your story when we get the decision in this case. You're going to write one, right?
Yep.
Heman Lawrence Dublachan, grandson of Heman Marion Sweat. He's a 13-year-old honor student, reporter for his school paper, received press credentials to cover the oral arguments in Fisher versus the University of Texas last week. His mom, Dr. Melly Sweat Dublachan, is a physician and daughter of the late Heman Marion Sweat in that case from 1950.